A terrible accident in New Jersey caught our attention. A worker on a site in New Jersey City somehow knocked a tape measure off his belt. It plunged 50 stories down, where another worker was stepping out of a truck to deliver material. He wasn't wearing a helmet. He was struck in the head and later died. Rare accident, but it got us thinking about construction site safety. Donald Howard was with the Construction Craft Laborers Training and Apprenticeship Fund of New Jersey and Delaware. He trains workers. And Don, a construction worker is quoted as saying, "Tape measure like guns are for police. Never take it out unless you plan on using it." Reportedly, this one was on the worker's belt, but what do you tell workers about safety?
One of the things we teach is a job task analysis is, you know, before every task, even if it's something you repetitively do every day, you have to take a step back and think about what you're doing, where you are, because all the variables change. As simple as pulling out a tape measure or walking past something that could knock your tape measure off, you have to just be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. As I was looking into this, I went deep into Google. And, you know, it's just a reminder of how dangerous your line of work is. A utility worker has his tape measure hit a power line. He was terribly burned. Then I learned about the swing rate of machines. It's important to rope off an area so when the arm of a machine swings around, no one gets hit. I mean, just talk for a second about how dangerous this work is.
We want everybody to go to work, make your money, but come home with five fingers, five toes, and your life back to your families. You know, we preach, you know, take a second, slow down, think about what you're doing. Are you handling steel? Are you handling masonry? There's different types of gloves. Do you have a high cut risk factor? So you want gloves that don't cut. There's safety glasses. There's safety shields. There's respirator masks, half face masks, full face masks, hard hats, definitely, because accidents happen, just like a car accident. You know, you don't expect it.
Well, and you also wanted to point out how construction safety has changed over the years.
It certainly has changed. I remember being on jobs where a tradesman was thrown off a job because he got three strikes being caught not wearing his safety glasses. And we couldn't believe it. We're like, safety glasses, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's, I kind of almost equate it to, I remember growing up in seatbelts in a car. And I know years ago, I never conformed, but it's the first thing I do before I turn on a car. We're changing the safety culture in construction as we speak through the classes, through the awareness, through partnerships like mine that run my fund, whereas a worker's not going to get out of his car unless he already has his hard hat on, unless he has his safety glasses.
Yeah.
It becomes a part of your wardrobe. It becomes second nature.
Donald Howard, he runs safety training for the Laborers Union in New Jersey and Delaware. Don, thank you.
Thank you.